You just don't kill people and get to keep your nursing license.
Glenda Rogers watched as her pregnant daughter Robin and her future granddaughter die in a matter of hours at a Manhattan hospital after a nurse made a critical mistake.
Once they got her intubated, then her heart just shut down and she couldn't breathe.
What happened that summer day in 2006 was this. An 8-month pregnant Robin Lowe, with a history of stomach problems, entered the hospital dehydrated, is put on pain medicine, and in the process of weaning her off the pain meds so she could deliver the baby, is fed what nurse Susan Meeker thinks is IV solution.
What had happened was the bag that the nurse had hung was not IV solution. It was solution that was supposed to go directly into the stomach, so it was about the consistency of like a milkshake, and it was going directly into her heart.
Glenda says almost immediately her daughter was in severe discomfort, and as the hours ticked by, she watched helplessly as the baby died.
Which meant that the placenta quit working, and then Addison died. And then about 8:30 that night, Robin died.
To Glenda, a registered nurse herself, this was unthinkable.
But it never even crossed my mind that Robin would die. It was inconceivable.
But just as unthinkable to Rogers now, the fact that the nurse entered what amounts to a no-contest plea with the State Board of Nursing and was allowed back to work in just 8 months.
They allowed her to surrender her license. They didn't take it from her. They allowed her to surrender it for 8 months. And they take people's licenses away for bad checks. She killed 2 people. And they allowed her to surrender it for 8 months. It's just not right.
Tomorrow, what the State Board of Nursing has to say about all of this and why officials say the system is working to protect the patient and educate the professionals.